I'm joined by Indiana Governor Mike Braun. The 2026 state legislative session ended last week, so pretty busy week in Indianapolis.
You know, it really was, and it culminates since January until then. Lots of bills get looked at, and I think the key issue on this go-around was affordability. You hear it all the time, and that involved doing some things. First of all, I reconstituted the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and replaced three of the five members with ratepayer-conscious individuals. Of course, the whole issue with data centers and hyperscalers, it's an opportunity if we get it done right to where if they pay for all the new generation that's needed and put more electrons onto the grid, you know, it's a way to lower rates, actually.
I think we'll all be rooting for that to happen, given a lot of folks' utility costs from this winter. Switching gears a bit, Governor, from your vantage point, how's business in Indiana doing?
Jobs and wages would have been another kind of North Star for us. And Indiana's real GDP is actually growing faster than Illinois and Ohio's, about twice the rate. And Michigan's five times their rate and three times Kentucky's. So that's due to some of the stuff we've done just to make it a better place to open a business and run a business. And another part of a lot of legislation involved public safety. You heard some of the stuff on CDLs and how a lot of states issue them very kind of casually. We're tightening up on that as well. So probably the final area that bills covered of significance would be parents having more authority over what their own kids can do on social media. It's got some built-in protections for that. We had a bill that tightens up, well, it actually says you should not, cannot use a cell phone when you're in school, which I think was smart. And we did a lot of common sense stuff in this session. It was a short session, but got a lot done.
Governor, I want to go back to the social media for kids. I'm a dad. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. Neither are on social media yet, but I know the day is coming. Can you elaborate a little bit what that bill did?
It got into actually the technical guidelines of what parents can do. In other words, specifically, parental consent is required for children under 16 to use social media. It approves accounts come in, approved accounts that you actually get, you know, have to come in with built-in protections. Parents get their own account to monitor usage. You know, it got into the weeds in a way that I think is going to be a blessing to most parents that wanted something they can do to manage their own kids' usage.
Speaking of social media, something that has at least been entertaining me, I'm not sure if it's been entertaining you, the social media memes about the state of Indiana building a new stadium for the Chicago Bears, those have been wildly entertaining. Mr. Governor, the question is this something that could actually happen?
Well, it's only possible because I think the state of Illinois, its governor, the mayor of Chicago, have turned a deaf ear to the Bears wanting to do something, which started basically 3 years ago. And they came to us maybe about 4 months ago and figured they were not going to get anything worked out. Now, the Illinois legislature is still in session, but they've got a good look at what it would be like doing business in a business-friendly state. They probably get much more out of their dollar that they spend on a stadium here in Indiana. So they're getting to see what it might be like, and we've done everything to make it easy. It's not a done deal. There's some due diligence that's got to be done. I's dotted, T's crossed, but we're in as good a place as we can be. And I think they like the look of what it would be like having a stadium in Indiana.
So we've covered some legislation that did make it through this session. Was there anything that you were disappointed did not make it through and has to wait till 2027?
Well, how we measure it is with two types of bills. Agenda bills, which are bigger picture. We got 19 out of 23 across the finish line. That's an unbelievable percentage. And when it comes to agency bills, those are the agencies that run the state's business. Those are more technical in nature. Got 32 out of 35 of them done. And that's probably better than any administration has done, probably in the history of the state. That's about as good as it gets.
before you have to run, we had started out the discussion about cost of living, which I agree is certainly everyday Hoosiers' biggest issue. And we talked about utility prices and some things that the legislation will now do for that. Medical expenses. I had an emergency room visit last year, and even after insurance, I was out of pocket over $2,000. So, you know, I know what that feels like. There was a bill passed that helps with that as well, right?
That had to do with medical debt. And that just means that if you do get in the pickle and you've got debt, that it's not going to be as burdensome as what it has been. But what you're bringing up is a subject that Indiana has got to get better at. And I spoke about it in general when I was a senator. We've got an expensive system that relies on expensive remediation, pays no attention to prevention and wellness. And I did that in my own business 18 years ago and basically fixed healthcare to where we've not had premium increases because we're taking better care of ourselves in the business. I'm trying to do that in our own state. But until we get hospitals and insurance companies to actually push wellness and prevention and not expensive remediation like you had to go through, we are not going to be bringing healthcare costs down. I'm going to work on it, try to do things with our state legislature, get especially hospitals to be more transparent and competitive and reduce the cost of insurance. That's how we make your bill lower as well as bills for many other Hoosiers.
Governor Braun, I thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're not feeling up to 100%, so I appreciate you still chatting with us today.
Well, very good. Enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to the next one.